Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Midnight has passed. And in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
It wasn't planned. That was the easiest way to explain how he ended up there. Though looking back, it felt less like a decision and more like something he drifted into without really thinking about it. The day had been uneventful, the kind that leaves you looking for something to fill the time, and by the afternoon, he had already worked through most of the obvious options. Errands were done. People were busy. The usual distractions didn't hold his attention for long. So, he drove. Not with a destination in mind, just moving through parts of town he hadn't been through in a while, letting the familiarity of it all fill in the gaps. It had been years since he had spent any real time there, and revisiting it like that felt harmless enough. Streets he used to know without thinking about them now required a second look. Buildings that had once stood out blended into everything else. At some point, he turned down a road he didn't recognize. That wasn't unusual. It happened a few times that afternoon, each turn leading to something slightly different, none of it particularly memorable. But this one didn't lead back to anything familiar. The road narrowed, the traffic thinned, and the surroundings shifted just enough that it felt like he had moved into a quieter part of the area without realizing when it had happened. That was when he saw the cemetery. It sat just off the road, set back behind a low fence that didn't do much to separate it from everything else. It wasn't large, but it was old enough that it stood out immediately. The headstones weren't uniform, and the layout didn't follow the clean, organized rows of newer places. It looked like something that had been added to over time, each section carrying its own shape and spacing. He slowed as he passed it. At first, it was just something to notice, the way you notice anything that feels out of place compared to everything around it. But as he continued down the road, he found himself checking his rearview mirror, looking back at it longer than he had meant to. There wasn't anything unusual about it. That was what made it stand out. No movement, no visitors, nothing to draw attention to it beyond the fact that it was there. The gate at the entrance was open, just enough to suggest that it wasn't closed off, but there were no cars nearby, no sign that anyone else had been there recently. He kept driving. For a minute. Then he slowed again. It wasn't curiosity in the usual sense, not the kind that pushes you towards something because you expect to find something interesting. It was quieter than that, more like a thought that didn't fully form, but stayed present long enough to influence what he did next. He turned around. The second time he approached it, he pulled over without thinking about it much further. The car idled for a moment before he shut it off, the sudden quiet inside making the outside feel more noticeable than it had from the road. For a second, he stayed where he was, not hesitant exactly, just aware. Cemeteries have a way of doing that. Even when there's nothing actively unsettling about them, they carry a kind of stillness that makes you pause before stepping into them. It's not fear so much as recognition, an understanding of what the space is and what it represents. He had never liked them, not enough to avoid them entirely, but enough that he didn't go out of his way to visit one without a reason. Standing there, looking through the open gate, that same feeling settled in, familiar and easy to dismiss. He told himself it was nothing. Just a quiet place, just something different to walk through for a few minutes before moving on. That was enough. He got out of the car and walked toward the entrance, the sound of the door closing behind him carrying farther than he expected. The ground shifted under his feet as he stepped off the pavement and onto the path leading inside, the space opening up around him in a way that made everything feel slightly more distant than it should have been. Up close, the details stood out more. The age of the place was clearer now, the wear on the stones, the uneven spacing, the way some of the markers leaned slightly, as if they had settled over time. A few had been restored, but most had been left as they were, carrying the marks of years without much change. He moved slowly at first, not because he intended to, but because the space seemed to encourage it. The quiet there wasn't empty. It held something to it, something that made even small movements feel more noticeable. He told himself it was normal, that anyone would feel that way in a place like that. Still, as he walked deeper in, a thought came to him without warning. You don't need to be here. It wasn't a voice, not something he heard. Just a clear, immediate thought that didn't feel like it came from the same place as the rest of his thinking. It was sharp enough that he stopped for a second, looking around as if something in the space might explain it. Nothing did. The cemetery remained exactly as it had been, quiet, still, empty. He let out a small breath and kept walking. It was easy to dismiss. The kind of reaction you have in a place like that where your mind fills in the gaps and turns normal discomfort into something that feels more significant than it is. He moved farther in, passing rows of headstones that varied in size and age, some marking single graves, others entire family plots. A few names stood out, but most blurred together as he moved past them, the dates stretching back farther than he had expected. At some point, he took out his phone. It wasn't a deliberate decision, more of a habit. The place looked different enough that it felt worth capturing, something he could look back on later, even if it didn't mean anything beyond that. He framed the first shot without much thought, focusing on one of the older sections where the stones had settled unevenly. As he took the picture, that same thought came back, stronger this time. You shouldn't be doing that. He hesitated for a second, the phone still in his hand, the screen reflecting back a still image of the space in front of him. Then he took another one. Nothing happened, no sound, no movement, nothing to suggest that the thought had meant anything at all. He told himself it didn't. Just his mind getting ahead of him. That was all. So he kept going. He didn't stop after that. If anything, taking the first few photos made it easier to keep going, like it had broken whatever hesitation had been there at the start. Once he had the phone in his hand, the rest followed naturally. He moved through the cemetery at an unhurried pace, stopping where something caught his attention, framing each shot without thinking much about it beyond how it looked. From a distance, it probably would have seemed ordinary. Someone walking through, taking pictures, passing time. But the deeper he went, the harder it became to ignore the way the space felt. It wasn't constant. That was what made it difficult to pin down. The feeling came in waves, subtle at first, then stronger, then gone again, just long enough for him to question whether it had been there at all. One moment he felt fine, focused on what he was doing, and the next there was that same quiet pressure, not physical, but present enough to shift his attention. Each time the thought returned, you don't need to be here, he kept dismissing it. That was easy to do when nothing else happened. There were no sounds that didn't belong, no movement out of place, nothing that would have forced him to take it seriously. The cemetery remained still exactly as it had been from the moment he stepped inside. And yet, it didn't feel empty. He turned around more than once, not because he had heard anything, but because the sense of being watched settled in without warning. Each time he did, there was nothing behind him. Just rows of stones, the same quiet stretching out in every direction, unchanged. Should have been enough to settle it, and it wasn't. He moved farther in anyway, telling himself that if there had been anything to be concerned about, he would have seen it by now. The path narrowed slightly in one section, the ground uneven where the spacing between plots tightened, and he slowed to step more carefully as he moved through it. That was when the feeling shifted. It didn't come and go this time. It stayed. The pressure wasn't overwhelming, but it was constant now, sitting just beneath everything else in a way that made it harder to ignore. It wasn't tied to anything he could see. Nothing in the space had changed, but his awareness of it had. He stopped walking. For a moment, he stood there without moving, listening without knowing what he was listening for. The air felt still. The thought came back again, not sharp this time. Steady. You should leave. He exhaled slowly and looked down at his phone. There was no reason to stay. That was the simplest way to look at it. He had already taken more photos than he needed, seen everything he had come in to see, and whatever curiosity had brought him there in the first place had already run its course. He turned back toward the entrance. He could see the open gate from where he stood, the road just beyond it, everything unchanged from when he arrived. The distance felt shorter now, like the space behind him had closed in slightly without him noticing. He started walking. The feeling didn't follow him the same way. With each step closer to the gate, the pressure eased, not suddenly, but enough that he noticed the difference. By the time he reached the edge of the cemetery, it had faded into something he could almost convince himself hadn't been there at all. Almost. He stepped back onto the pavement and glanced over his shoulder. From the outside, the cemetery looked the same as it had before. Quiet, still, nothing out of place. There was no indication of what he had felt inside, no visible reason to connect the space to anything beyond what it was. That made it easier to dismiss. He told himself it had just been the setting, the quiet, the isolation, the kind of place that naturally makes people uneasy if they spend too much time in it. It wasn't unusual to feel watched in a place like that. It wasn't unusual to let your thoughts drift in directions they wouldn't go anywhere else. That was all it had been. He got back into the car and started it without thinking about it further. The drive home felt normal. Traffic, lights, the steady rhythm of the road, everything that had been missing from the cemetery returned in a way that made the earlier part of the afternoon feel more distant than it actually was. By the time he pulled into his driveway, the tension had faded enough that it felt like something he could leave behind without carrying it any farther. Inside the house was the same as always. Familiar, comfortable. Whatever had been sitting with him before didn't follow him through the door in a way he could immediately recognize. The space didn't feel different, the air didn't shift, nothing stood out as wrong. If anything, it felt like stepping back into something solid after being somewhere that hadn't quite felt that way. He dropped his keys, set his phone down, and moved through the rest of the evening without giving it much more attention. At least, not consciously, but every so often, without any clear reason, the thought would return. Not about the cemetery itself, but about the photos. He ignored it. At first, it didn't feel important enough to focus on. Just a passing idea, something that surfaced briefly and then disappeared again, without leading anywhere. He had taken pictures before in places that felt strange, places that left an impression, for reasons he couldn't explain, and nothing had ever come from it. There was no reason this would be any different. He let it go, until it came back again. Clearer this time. You shouldn't keep those. He frowned slightly, more out of annoyance than concern, and it didn't make sense. There was nothing about the photos that should have mattered one way or the other. They were just images, nothing more than that, and whatever he had felt earlier had already faded into something he could explain well enough not to dwell on it. He picked up his phone anyway, not to delete them, just to look. The images were exactly what he expected. Still shots of the cemetery, the same sections he had walked through, the same stones, the same quiet captured in a way that didn't reflect what he had felt while he was there. There was nothing in them that stood out as unusual. Nothing that suggested anything had been different from what it appeared to be. That should have been enough. He set the phone back down. The thought didn't go away. The thought stayed with him longer than it should have. It didn't sit at the front of his mind in a way that demanded attention, but it never fully disappeared either. It would fade for a few minutes, long enough for him to focus on something else and then return without warning, just as clear as it had been the first time. You shouldn't keep those. He tried to ignore it. That wasn't difficult at first. There was nothing about the photos themselves that justified the feeling. When he had looked at them, they had been exactly what they appeared to be. Still, quiet images of a place that in every practical sense had been empty. There was nothing in them that suggested anything unusual. Nothing that explained why the idea of getting rid of them kept resurfacing the way it did. So he left them alone. The rest of the evening moved forward in a way that should have settled everything. He ate, sat with his family, let the television fill the room with background noise, and tried to let the normal rhythm of being home push the earlier part of the day further into the background. It almost worked, but every time his attention drifted, the same thought returned, slightly stronger each time, not louder, not more urgent, just more difficult to dismiss. It didn't feel like a passing idea anymore. It felt deliberate, like something that had been decided somewhere outside of his control and was waiting for him to catch up with it. He shifted in his seat, trying to push it aside again, focusing on the conversation in the room, the sound of the television, anything that would give him something solid to hold on to. For a few minutes, it helped. Then something changed. It was subtle at first, not something he could point to immediately, but enough that he noticed it before he understood it. The air near his right ear felt different, not colder or warmer, just altered in a way that didn't match the rest of the room. It was as if something had shifted close to him, close enough that he could feel it without seeing anything at all. He stilled slightly, not reacting outwardly, just aware. The pressure built for a second, focused in a way that didn't feel natural, like something had closed in on a single point without touching him. It lasted just long enough for him to register it, and then something moved through it. Not a sound in the usual sense. Not something coming from the television or another room. It was closer than that. Unmistakably there. It passed as quickly as it had come, leaving behind a silence that felt heavier than it had been before. He turned his head slightly, instinctively, looking for something that could explain it. Nothing had changed. No one in the room reacted. The television continued at the same volume, the conversation around him uninterrupted. Whatever he had just experienced hadn't reached anyone else. He told himself that was all it had been. Something from the room, something he hadn't noticed. He tried to settle back into place to let it pass the way the earlier thoughts had, but this time it didn't fade the same way. The awareness of it stayed lingering just beneath everything else, making it harder to focus on anything without feeling it there. A few minutes passed, then it happened again, stronger, closer. The same pressure, but more defined now, the space around his ear tightening in a way that made it impossible to ignore. The sound followed immediately after, sharper this time, still indistinct, but clearly directed as if something had been said directly to him without needing to be understood. That was when the thought came back. Not quietly. Not something he could push aside. Delete them. The connection was clear now in a way it hadn't been before. The earlier thoughts, the feeling in the cemetery, the images on his phone, all of it lined up into something that didn't need to be explained to be understood. He reached for his phone. His hand moved without hesitation, the decision already made before he fully acknowledged it. He opened the photos, scrolling just enough to confirm what he already knew was there. The same still images waiting exactly as he had left them. For a second he paused, not out of doubt, just long enough to recognize that once they were gone, whatever this was would either stop or it wouldn't. He deleted them. All of them. The shift was immediate. The pressure near his ear disappeared as if it had never been there, the air returning to something that felt normal again without any gradual change. The weight that had been sitting just beneath everything else lifted completely, leaving behind a quiet that no longer felt occupied. Nothing followed, and no sound, no movement, no return of the thought that had been there for hours. He sat there for a moment, the phone still in his hand, waiting without realizing he was doing it. Nothing happened. Around him, everything continued exactly as it had before, the television, the conversation, the ordinary sounds of the room filling the space without interruption. There was no indication that anything had changed, no sign that anything had been there at all, except for the absence of it. That was what stood out. Whatever had followed him from that cemetery, whatever had pushed him the way it had, was gone. Completely. He never got the photos back, and he never tried to. And in the time since, he hasn't gone back to that cemetery either. Not because of what he saw there, but because of what came home with him after he left.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+ TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.